a song. They make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Now's the time to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets at the best prices available in the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Only 2 days away from the NFL draft. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, the two of us will be in New York beginning tomorrow. We're going to broadcast from there. We're actually going to start the day over at the park at Chelsea Piers, where there will be an NFL Play 60 event with the draft prospects, 30 or so that are in Manhattan. We're going to have those voices on our show tomorrow. And then on Thursday, the two of us will be in Radio City Music Hall giving you kind of a preview of the draft. And you'll see all sorts of various hits. Nathan on KYC on TV. Yours truly with Nathan on Sports Time Ohio. We're going to do video clips on, of course, our website, ClevelandBrowns.com. We highly encourage you to go there and check out the stuff. And we want to talk with you. We'll start today with Taylor in Houston. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
I want to make 2 points. I know we need to take a quarterback. I want to take a corner, and not quarterback, cornerback, quarterback, and a wide receiver. I think you got to take Watkins at 4. I think that adds too many weapons and makes it really versatile. And then I think you go corner next round. And I like jumping into the first round for the third time. And I know Nathan's about to roll his eyes, but I really like A.J. McCarron out of Alabama.
We both rolled our eyes.
Yeah. but I just think he's kind of, if you want a team that's not reliant on the quarterback to do great and you want somebody who can make plays when needed like Brian Hoyer does, I think that's a really good comparison, A.J. McCarron. And then the other point I want to make is we have a gaping hole at linebacker. Am I the only one that knows that? Am I wrong? Please tell me if I'm wrong. Y'all are the gurus here for Cleveland.
It depends in many ways on how the defense is structured. If they go 4 down linemen and 3 backs, which they will do at times in this hybrid multiple front, then I don't think so. I think you got the 2 good outside linebackers and you got Dansby in the middle. When you go 3-4 and you need that second inside linebacker, yeah, that's in my top 5 needs for this team, is to get somebody to play alongside Carlos Dansby. Craig Robertson, I prefer him in a reserve role at this time.
Well, I think there's a twofold concern there. The point you made about a 3-4 look, and you are going to go to that at times, the depth on the defensive line, the strength of this defense being its line, is a good thing and maybe mitigates the need for linebacker help to some degree. But my concern also is that Carlos Dansby is 32.
You need a succession plan in place.
You have to have that replacement in place, and you have to get better, more talent at that position. Craig Robertson is serviceable, I guess, for now, but you really want to get better, and you want to be bringing along that guy and kind of mirroring the selection that you had in free agency with a 32-year-old guy with a young up-and-comer. So it's important. How high do you make that choice? I don't know. If I'm going defense, the guy I'd like to see, or the area I'd like to see addressed first, would be corner.
Agreed.
Ed on a cell. What's up, Ed? Okay, no ad on the cell. All right, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You want to get aboard with us. And you also tweet us at Browns_daily. Nathan, there's some pretty good some tweets.
All right, here's one from a guy whose insights I enjoy quite a bit. The career coach at The Real, Xavier P., says, to me, draft who you want. I want Teddy at 4, trade up from 26 to get the best DB in the draft. Those are the top 2 needs. And he goes on to say, ask the NFL if they would spend a first-round pick now on Josh Gordon. Don't let hindsight get in your way. Don't miss on a quarterback. Again, it's about philosophy. It's about whether or not you want to go ahead and get that guy or build a team around him. Now, are there guys that you can identify later on? Yes, but you are adamant about this. That is certainly the exception more than the rule, is taking that second or third round quarterback and getting them to be successful. Now, there for every Tom Brady and for every Tony Romo, there are plenty of misses later in the draft, guys who never even see the field or contribute in the NFL in any way, shape, or form as a late round pick at quarterback, as Phil Emery was talking about yesterday. It's about whether or not, when you are sitting there at 4 for the Cleveland Browns and every quarterback available to you in this draft is on the board, that you have the conviction to take a quarterback there. Yeah. I still don't think that there is that guy that brings that out in them. If it were me, I'd have no problem pulling the trigger on Theodore. I'd have no problem even going maybe foosball if I had to do so. But I don't think that's going to be the case. It's just going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out. And for the people asking about the inside linebacker, Troy in Zanesville also chimed in about that. Yeah, I think getting a guy in the third round, fourth round, who can play alongside and help out in the coverage at that position, absolutely. And there are plenty of options. Shane Skov, Max Bulla, Chris Borland, they're saying, is falling a little bit from Wisconsin due to a shoulder concern, but still a very good player.
You know, I'm still suspicious, though, of some of the analysis of these quarterbacks and to just make a sweeping conclusion that no one is worthy of a fourth pick. You know, that really it's and you said, okay, if it's you're taking Teddy Bridgewater, you're pretty well fixated on that one guy. And I do, again, feel that Bortles is the right guy as well. But I'm bothered by the idea that maybe overanalysis has created a false delusion of the position. And you really and truly can't find any help there, because it just seems folks are so adamant and determined to say there's nothing absolutely good about this quarterback class. And I just think it's just too much analysis. And I think no position obviously gets looked at more closely than this. I don't think people will say this about other spots like tackle or even like linebacker or cornerback, because they're not going to look at those players that way and not even feel that they can see the nuances that the scouts see or the general manager see, what makes them believe and grade those players accordingly. Everybody feels they're a quarterback expert, and that's kind of the unfortunate part of this discussion. I think from a team standpoint, where the expertise has to be dead on, and specifically with the Browns, you know, I'm not so sure that they're as consistent with the so-called outside noise about all the quarterbacks, about all of them just being, no, there is no one to take it for. And just to see some of the tweets that we're seeing here, no elite quarterbacks. This would be from our good friend Paul Myers at P. Myers Golf. No elite quarterbacks will get the best of the deep positions first, and referencing wide receiver, cornerback, although I don't think corner is anywhere near as deep as wide receiver. He says getting the best of the weak quarterbacks is a silly reach. But, see, I don't know that it's that simple. I think it's a silly reach if you believe – just as you believe the hype of Johnny Manziel, or you believe the general opinion that no one's worthy of anything, I'm not willing to do that. I think you've got to have the position, and B, you've got to trust what you know your scouting department knows and its intelligence to tell you and guide you to that guy.
So you're saying that there now it's going, the pendulum has swung the other way, that it's overblown how bad these quarterbacks are?
Oh, way, yes.
For sure, right?
By far.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, they can't play. I mean, they just can't play. And I'm sorry, I see ups and downs with everybody.
Sure,
but I've seen worse quarterback play from all of the, you know, I mean, I've seen guys that I wouldn't even want to consider for the draft or consider taking anywhere near above round four, let's say.
It does seem interesting that the guys that are clearly the best are being torn down, while guys like Tom Savage are being propped up.
It's bizarre.
It is a
Nathan,
strange...
it's bizarre. I think it's that itself has turned into kind of like the sport of this draft, is let's see how we can kind of bang on these guys now and just assume that this team can't help itself there. And the fear factor. Browns fans deal with a fear factor. The fear factor being whenever this team tries to address quarterback in the first round, it doesn't work. And that's just locked into the mentality of the fan base. There's no denying that, and there's no really getting around that. But that isn't the reason you don't do it. I mean, for fans, it is, please don't torture us. For the team, it's, heck with that, we got to do this.
You do it because you're sick and tired of not having an identity in Cleveland, and you say, all right, we're going to have an identity. This is the guy who is going to bring us where we need to get. Let's do everything we can to make him successful and have that be the guy. That is the bottom line. And a lot of people, and this is actually a good point as well, that just came in, I was just about to say it, from Xavier P., they're so down on quarterbacks because of the 2011 draft. And everybody's saying, this is like the 2011 draft all over again, where you've got guys that are... I don't buy that at all.
I don't know.
It's all separate. People are wanting, they're thinking that there's going to be Andrew Luck and RG3s every year. There aren't. And no. I'll tell you what, there are successful quarterbacks drafted that aren't that guy every single year. Right. Aaron Rodgers fell to number 22. You've got quarterbacks like that have gone in the second round. Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees fell back when he was supposed to be drafted. There are good quarterbacks out there, and I think that this year year. It's being overblown and compared to a group that clearly was not as good. And also, I would argue, weren't put in great positions to succeed. I think one of the great things to think about for a rookie quarterback coming to the Cleveland Browns is that you've already got two Pro Bowl pass catchers in your arsenal, and you know in the deepest wide receiver draft perhaps in NFL history, they're adding another one.
Yeah, the pigeonholing of drafts, and just to say this is 2011 all over again,
ridiculous,
is silly. It's just silly. And it's too convenient, and it's easy. People want to label and categorize. This is 2011 all over. Really? Is it? Because I can't get there. I don't know that, and I don't know that this. I don't know what it is, and you have something in this draft that you haven't, that in my memory of covering this league for a long, long time, emerging from the college ranks, that I've never dealt with before, and that is one John Football. Never anything like that. It is so different, and because it's different, it, of course, leads to different levels of, I mean, hugely divergent opinions about what this guy is or is not, but more than anything, it dominates the discussion, and as I said earlier, I think is influencing thoughts about other quarterbacks, that if the only name you really recognize in this draft is a guy who you might say doesn't really translate to the NFL, then this is a terrible quarterback draft and you shouldn't even think of a quarterback in this draft. And I don't work that way. I just can't work. I can't let myself work that way. And I'm trusting what I believe about at least one of the guys I like in this draft, and actually more than one that I like in this draft. And I'm feeling if I were a general manager in this draft and needed a quarterback, which this team does, I'm going to feel good about if I address that opinion, address that position.
Totally. And you know what? And the one thing I do want to say out there is that obviously if you've gotten it from now, in my opinion, it's getting that quarterback. I think the draft flows better for you in terms of where you can pick the talent. If you were to go, say, quarterback, cornerback, then receiver, I think that's the way things line up the best. If you started with the receiver and then were able to steal a Teddy Bridgewater, obviously I would be okay with that as well with pick number 26. The only quarterback that I like from the later quarterbacks, and I'm talking the second round and beyond guys, maybe you could Garoppolo in a few years when he develops being an under center guy could be okay, but he's not going to help you soon. The only guy that I really like is Aaron Murray. Aaron Murray is the only one that gives me any kind of confidence as a later quarterback.
Yep.
But the risk is if you're building your draft around Aaron Murray, and that's your philosophy is, all right, we're going to load up and then we're going to get Murray. You either have to take him a little bit ahead of time to be sure you get him because you're letting a lot of picks go by while you're waiting for your quote-unquote quarterback later in the draft.
You will miss your guy if you decide at 4, regardless of the position, and you're going to wait till 26, count on a list that is going to have names that are going to disappear on you. So you better be sure that between 4 and 26, you've got a broad enough list that everyone can be comfortable with. And if you don't, and I would have a hard time in my mind trying to say that I can come up with, you know, that many names to get to 26, right? To another that many spots, I should say, that would lead me to believe that there are at least, 15 or so players, 16 or so players, maybe 18 players. I don't know what the number would have to be, but it's going to be a long list. Do I feel that good about that many players that if one of those guys will be there at 26, I'm happy? And you generally don't do it that way. You have a specific sense of who you think is going to be there. It's not a list of 15 or 18.
We certainly will see. All right, we're going to hit the phone lines when we come back. You guys are lighting them up, 216-578-0850. What's your philosophy? How do you want to see this play out? Do you need to have that quarterback now? What are you thinking? Let us know. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, sending good karma Browns all over the world on ESPN 850 WKNR.